Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really exciting to dig into.
We're talking about a fascinating new study that connects, get this, colorful fruits and vegetables to Alzheimer's disease prevention. And there's this compound called alpha-amarin that's showing incredible promise.
Okay, so before we dive into the science, can we just talk about how this study started? Because it's actually pretty cool. They looked at a 10-year study from Shanghai with over 1,700 people. That's amazing, right?
Right. And what they found was that people who ate more fruits and vegetables, we're talking about 87 kilograms per year versus 70, had significantly lower rates of dementia.
That's a lot of produce. But here's what really caught my attention. They also had lower levels of something called p-tau217, in their blood, which is basically a biomarker for Alzheimer's.
Exactly. So the researchers were like, okay, we know fruits and vegetables are protective, but what exactly in them is doing the work? That's where things get really interesting.
They used artificial intelligence, which is so cool, to screen 240 different compounds from fruits like passion fruit, tomatoes, grapes, and they identified alpha-amarin as the lead candidate.
And alpha-amarin is what's called a pentacyclic triterpenol. Don't worry about the fancy name. Basically, it's a natural compound that's found in a bunch of colorful fruits and vegetables we eat regularly.
So what does it actually do? Like, how does it help with Alzheimer's?
Great question. So Alzheimer's is characterized by these tangles of a protein called tau, specifically phosphorylated tau, that basically gums up the works in your brain cells. Alpha-amarin appears to reduce these tangles.
They tested this in multiple ways, right? Not just in a petri dish?
Oh yeah, they went all out. They used human cells, mice with Alzheimer's-like symptoms, and even this really sophisticated 3D human brain model. Like a brain on a chip kind of thing. Across the board, alpha-amarin reduced tau tangles, especially this p-tau217 variant.
That's pretty comprehensive. And didn't they also test it on actual cognitive function? Like, did the mice get smarter?
Well, not smarter exactly, but their memory definitely improved. They did these tests, the Morris water maze, novel object recognition, and the mice treated with alpha-amarin performed way better than the untreated Alzheimer's mice. Almost like normal mice, actually.
Okay, so we've got reduced tau tangles and better memory. But I remember reading something about mitochondria in this study too.
Yes, this is where it gets even more interesting. Mitochondria are like the power plants of your cells, and in Alzheimer's, they get really damaged. Alpha-amarin appears to help clean up these damaged mitochondria through a process called mitophagy.
Mitophagy, that's like autophagy, but specifically for mitochondria, right? The cell's way of taking out the trash?
Exactly. You nailed it. And when mitophagy is working properly, you don't get this buildup of damaged mitochondria that can cause inflammation and more tau problems. It's like a double benefit.
So how does alpha-amarin actually do this? Like, what's the mechanism?
Okay, this is where we get into the really cool molecular biology. Alpha-amarin binds to and inhibits something called DLK. That's dual leucine zipper kinase. When DLK is inhibited, it sets off this cascade that ultimately activates a protein called ULK1.
And ULK1 is important for what?
ULK1 is essential for autophagy and mitophagy. So basically, by inhibiting DLK, alpha-amarin frees up ULK1 to do its job of cleaning up cellular junk, including those damaged mitochondria and tau aggregates.
That's a pretty elegant mechanism. But here's what I'm wondering. Can alpha-amarin actually get into the brain? Because that's a huge challenge with a lot of potential Alzheimer's drugs.
Such a good question. And yes, this is huge. They tested this in mice and found that alpha-amarin crosses the blood-brain barrier really well. It has a half-life of about 10 hours, which means it sticks around long enough to be effective.
10 hours? That's pretty decent for a natural compound. So theoretically, you could take this maybe once or twice a day.
Potentially, yeah. Though of course, this would all need to be worked out in human trials. but the pharmacokinetics look really promising, which is, honestly, kind of rare for compounds from food sources.
Now, I know we should talk about the limitations here, because no study is perfect. What are the caveats?
Right, good point. So first, this hasn't been tested in humans yet for Alzheimer's treatment. The observational data from Shanghai is correlational, not causal. And while the animal and cell studies are really encouraging, we need clinical trials to know if this will work in people.
Also, they mentioned that alpha-amarin is found in passion fruit and other foods, but we don't really know how much you'd need to eat to get a therapeutic dose, right?
Exactly. You probably can't just eat a bunch of passion fruit and expect it to prevent Alzheimer's, though it certainly wouldn't hurt. The doses they used in the studies were concentrated amounts, but it does suggest that a diet rich in these foods could be beneficial.
What I find really interesting is that this study validates what we've kind of known anecdotally, that the Mediterranean diet and diets high in fruits and vegetables seem to protect against dementia. Now we're starting to understand why at a molecular level.
Absolutely. And it opens up this whole avenue of research into other compounds in foods, like what else are we eating that might be protective? The AI-driven approach they used here could be applied to identify other candidates too.
Before we wrap up, let's talk about the human brain on a chip experiment, because that was pretty wild. They created this 3D model with neurons, astrocytes, and microglia.
Yeah, that was really sophisticated. They basically recreated an Alzheimer's-like environment in a dish and showed that alpha-amarin reduced p-tau217 and prevented neuronal damage. It also stopped microglia, those are immune cells, from migrating in this inflammatory way.
So it's not just about the tau tangles, it's also reducing inflammation.
Right, which makes sense because inflammation and mitochondrial dysfunction and tau pathology are all interconnected in Alzheimer's. Alpha-amarin seems to address multiple aspects of the disease.
Okay, so where does this go from here? What are the next steps?
Well, the researchers are pretty clear that they need preclinical and clinical studies. Phase 1 trials would look at safety in humans, then you'd move to efficacy trials. It's probably years away from being a treatment, but this is a really solid foundation.
And in the meantime, eating more colorful fruits and vegetables certainly isn't going to hurt anyone. There's probably a lot of beneficial compounds we're getting from a diverse diet.
Exactly. I think the big takeaway here is that food really is medicine, or at least it can be. And we're just starting to understand the mechanisms behind that at a really deep level.
Well, this has been fascinating. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Jamie. And thanks to everyone listening to the Origene podcast.
Thanks, Alex. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with anyone who might be interested in the science of aging and brain health.